I'll wait for you to return.
I can't possibly keep His Highness waiting.
His Highness insists. And I thought I told you to call me Kantz.
He nudged me forward.
Go on. Take as long as you need to. I'll be here.
Thank you, Your Kantz. The thought of the prince waiting outside spurred my pace, despite the stiffness in my right leg. I would suffer a scar there, I was told. A permanent reminder of my encounter with the Ozzy. I walked past the familiar corridors, following the snake-like tunnel until it once more opened into the majestic, empty chamber, where the oracle awaited me. This time, I needed no prompting. Polaire had gifted me with a beautiful turquoise pin set with flutter strips of silver birds at its end. I took a deep breath and threw it into the fire.
"You have taken a living familiar," she said. "And you have taken one that knows neither life nor death."
Yes. I did not know how far into my future the oracle could see, but I realized I had never doubted her. Not since the first day I entered her realm. Even when she asked me time and time again to consign my beautiful ornaments to the flames. Even now, the Ozzy stirred in my mind. Safe and hidden within Lake Stripnik. Even now, I could feel Inaz's thoughts raging while she remained locked away within the dungeons of the Ankhian Palace, warded from all magic.
"You have told no one."
"No."
"Why?"
"Because Ina was right. She holds the key to unlocking the rest of my abilities. There is a way for me to learn how to control Deva without having to sacrifice my life in the process. The Asha elders would never have allowed me to do so. Ina is locked up in the palace dungeons in Ankyo, but if I wish to, I can now command her thoughts the same way she once tried to control mine. Through this, I can learn all I need to know. In time, once I have greater command of these skills, I will tell the others." It was like a dam bursting. Words poured from my lips, desperate to unburden my soul to the nameless, shrouded figure before me.
"Is that why you did not kill the Ozzy?"
I swallowed. This was harder to defend than compelling Ina. "I do not want to kill it. It only wants to be left alone. Under my control, it won't harm anyone."
"You are dangerous," said the oracle. "Left unchecked, you can spell the downfall of the Willows, of Kion. The Asha should be alerted to the extent of your abilities."
And yet,
she trailed off. The fires burned lower until they were nothing more than tiny lights dancing above black coals.
"Return to your Ashaka,"
the oracle finally said, and the fires rose up once more, burning anew.
"And may the gods have mercy on the land."
They are ready. She was only 17. She rose, and the world rose with her. Creatures of nightmares lifted their haunches and howled at the dying stars above us. The girl turned and set her sights on the horizon. Her black heart's glass swung with her movements, and a queer light shone forth from its depths. Her familiar, the boy in black, stood beside her. He laid a hand on her shoulder, and she rested her head against his knuckles. Her fingers found his. "Let's go, Kaelin," she said. I followed them as they moved across the beach, onto the road that stretched into the kingdom of Denoris. A cold wind blew from the north, and with it the promise of night, a growing darkness, tempered only by the moon above, burning with all the light to see.
The World of the Bone Witch. The Eight Kingdoms. Istara. the coldest among the Eight Kingdoms. Has gone to war with Tresea over the Heartsbane Islands in the past, and still share some animosity. Separated from Tresea by the River of Peace. Capital, Farson. Current ruler, King Rindorvik of House Petralta. Tresea. Composed of mostly dense woods and wide plains. Population is concentrated mainly in cities, with small scatterings of villages throughout. Capital, Highgard. Current ruler, Tsar Camulus of House Amberstirg. Dinoris. Mild to moderate weather. Most populated kingdom. Capital, Santiang. Current ruler, Emperor Shifang. Yadosha city-states. The whole continent was originally the kingdom of Yadosha, but infighting among the royal descendants soon splintered it into several warring states and shrunk their dominion into only its upper continent. While each city-state maintains a high degree of independence, all share one main government to foster ties and maintain diplomatic missions. Each city-state has a second minister to govern them. Every 7 years, a first minister is elected among the second ministers to represent Yadosha as a whole. Capital, Nun. Current ruler, First Minister Stefan. Kion. Once a part of Yadosha. Many kingdoms conquered and fought over this land before Kion was able to achieve its independence through Vernasha of the Roses, a legendary Asha. A melting pot of culture and main headquarters of the Asha. Smallest land among the kingdoms. Capital, Onkyo. Current ruler, Empress Alex of House Imperial. Odalia. Composed of plains and forests. Originally a part of the kingdom of Yadosha, but was the first in the continent to rebel and break off into its own kingdom. Capital, Neve. Current ruler, King Telamane of House Odalia. Arankosho. Largest group of islands on the Swift Sea, near Odalia and Kion. Capital, Hottenheim. Current ruler, Queen Lenoria of House Imperial. Dricht. Desert Kingdom. Also notable for its austere and extreme perspective, generally held in contempt by most of the other kingdoms, but tolerated for the runeberry cloth they provide. Only the western continent of Dricht is heavily populated. The majority of the kingdom is made of sand. Capital, Adraal. Current ruler, King Adil of the Tavrnu clan. This concludes the reading of The Bone Witch by Rin Chupeco. Copyright 2017 by Rin Chupeco. This book was read by Emily Wuzeller and Will Damron. This unabridged recording was published by arrangement with Sourcebooks and was produced in 2017 by Blackstone Audio Inc., which holds the copyright. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audio Inc. If you would like to obtain a monthly update telling you about new releases, call 1-800-SAY-BOOK. That's 1-800-729-2665. For a complete listing of our titles, visit our website at www.downpour.com. Thank you.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.